my shoulder shake as I speak.
Uh-huh. You got quite some shoulders there, Ali. You look like,
hey,
you look like a swimmer, Ali, or something.
She can, she's a little boxer.
Oh, you're a boxer? Yeah. Is this for real?
She's for real a boxer.
Because you have, like, nice arms, and you look like you could beat somebody up pretty good.
They've gone
She'd
to
be
hell.
Pretty good at it. She's quick.
I
you
am.
Were doing, like, this boxing thing. And, like,
yeah.
Uh-oh.
You should see.
That's my friend is right this girl hooks. I know is a champ world, I think she's world, maybe national, undefeated female boxer.
Wow.
Her name is Julie something.
On.
I don't know her last
wow.
name.
Wow, I gotta get in. I haven't. I mean, I'm on hiatus. It'd be a false statement to say I am
but
boxing
you were
now.
A boxer.
I was in serious training.
Where?
With a guy named Terry, who also trained Denzel Washington for the Hurricane,
mm-hmm.
and he did the Bourne Supremacy stuff. He's really good.
Uh-oh.
Everyone's blown yeah. up. Thank God I lost my phone.
No,
I meant to do it.
This is one of our callers.
Uh-oh. Tell them to call the station.
Call the station.
I am. I'm calling him right now. We can all be part of this. But yeah, I enjoy boxing. I look forward
I've
to
always
I look forward to punching people
come,
in the face.
Where do you go?
Well, also, we do light, like, shadow boxing training.
Really?
Once.
Let's
I have
do
a
it.
CD,
we
like,
should
jab.
Start off a fight club.
It's
a girl's
15
fight.
Minutes, man. Gets you going.
213-252-0998. We're looking for this dog.
I've always wanted to box.
213. I mean, yeah, it's really great. I mean, like, I was doing it with her 15 minutes. I was so tired.
Really?
Wait,
do you have
like
a box set up? Do you have, like, a bag set up at your house?
No, we
just
did,
punched
like
punched each other in the face.
Fuck the bag.
Fuck
we
the
just
bag.
Go right for
each
it.
Other.
Because we
that's
did
what
that.
Friends
my,
are for.
That's my friend Congo and I went through, like, years ago, a stage of, like, whatever, just whatever. And but we were really sad, and so we just took to, like, hitting each other.
That sounds kind of fun, if you
it
ask me.
It was really fun. But they were
right,
like,
go, Amber.
I'm not against
do it.
It. Yeah, actually.
Ow! Hey, why don't you take turns
you
hitting me harder?
But you
that's
gotta,
fun.
You can go harder.
No. I'm scared. Oh.
It feels good
no,
afterwards.
I know. Oh. Trust me. Yeah. I had a box, or actually, you know, you can play that game, like, where someone hits you and they keep hitting you harder until you say stop,
okay?
Okay,
let's do it.
No.
Yeah,
no. Let me just tell
right.
you,
okay,
my
you
whole arm
right.
was
First
black
off,
after
know who's gonna
the
win
day
this
after.
One.
People thought I was being abused.
Okay.
Because my, literally, black, that
I
whole
know.
Part.
Okay. We chickened out when we started the game for ourselves. We'd, like, sock each other.
The
and
thing
then
is, I might hurt somebody.
But I really wanted to get a... I've never had a black eye.
I have
like, wanted
little.
One so bad.
Really?
We wimped out
I'll
and punching each other
eye.
In the face.
Okay. Oh, wait. We got the call.
We got a call.
So we'll hold off on the punching contest.
We're having a punching
for
the
it.
Phone?
Contest.
All right. Hey, wait. Huh? Let me turn it up.
You are live on killradio.org.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm an insane admirer.
Oh,
insane.
You like insane admirers. Who do you admire the most?
I can't say. I think it's a mixture of both of you, I'd have to say.
Both of you? There's four of us. Are you crazy?
She is an insane admirer. She has stated that prior to.
I think she's lumped us into two characters out of her own fantasy.
Oh, that's right. She can't hear. I'm going to pass the
Where
phone.
Where is she calling from?
Where are you calling from, Insane Admirer?
The Insane Admirer is calling from Orlando, Florida. I listen to you guys every day. Am I really live?
Are you?
Yes.
Yes, you're really live, darling. Welcome to Kill Radio.
You have made my day. I am like
we're not on every day.
We're not on every day.
Oh well, I record
every week.
You.
Every week
she records
Wednesday.
Us and
oh,
listens
that's
every
awesome.
Day.
Yeah.
I record you and
whack
then I
job.
Listen to you on my way to work.
That's amazing. What's your favorite thing about us? Just you know, keep the compliments rolling.
Ego
baby.
I really love your advice on eating and dieting. And
you mean how I always tell you to starve yourself?
You've helped me in ways that I can never do for myself.
Great. Did our tricks on vomiting after meals turn you into the size
you
that? Just dreamed
no.
of?
No.
Wait, hold on. We were hoping that our tricks on how to become a better bulimic have helped you. Did you drop that excess pound?
Yeah, no, I brush after every blow, and I use a straw whenever possible to save my dentures. You know, like you really have. You've improved me as a person.
Well,
I can't thank you enough.
I know. Remember, like I always say, make sure nobody sees the roots on either part. Make sure. I heard you're also a bit of a singer.
Oh, who'd you hear that from?
You know, news travels quick from Orlando to L.A. So,
let's hear a little bit.
Let's hear a little bit.
Okay. Third day bird sitting on a curb, chirping a burp, need diddy at the rims. I came burp, third day yard side. Third day bird sitting on a curb, chirping a burp, and need diddy at the rims. Boy, was he disturbed.
She just starts speaking tongues.
She did that. Chili Peppers.
That was a song.
All right. Well, yeah, I was
getting it right.
They're weird.
Yurtle the turtle. Oh,
yeah, you guys got that.
Wow, 10 points for Circa. Come on, now sing.
Okay. I believe that children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them the strength of love
to make it easier. Now let the children's laughter remind us of you. I decided long ago never to walk in any form of shadows.
If I fail, if I succeed,
come on everyone, at least I'll be living all I believe, no matter what.
Never take away
my dignity. Indignity lies in bulimia.
Because the greatest
vomit is inside of me. I've yet to puke so hard.
Hey.
My guts have exited from my esophagus. But I will try and I'll succeed. Three bean burritos is all I need to fill that bowl to the top. I swear I'll make my stomach pop. I love bulimia. Oh, bulimia, you're all I need.
Yay!
Bulimia.
They said I was the singer.
I'm going to pass the phone because some other people have some questions for you.
Okay.
Do you really live in Orlando?
Do you really work for a radio station?
Why?
Yes, I really live in Orlando. It's hot, it's humid, but it's not that bad.
What are you doing there?
Right now, I work for the fine establishment of Einstein's Brothers. We are professionals at catering to your bagel needs.
I have bagel needs.
Yeah, and I make a nice pot of coffee.
Well, so. Would you... out of your love and appreciation for us, want to send us some samples of your bagels?
We can eat them on air.
I like the everything bagel.
Bruiser likes everything bagels. Jojo likes
everything poppy.
Yay! You got it. Onion, garlic, blueberry, cranberry, all jammed into one fine bread.
With
we'll
lots
send us
of stuff
right away.
Okay. Only if you guys can call us at work while you eat them.
Okay, we'll call. We'll give you a little shout out.
All right. Then it's a deal.
I feel it's also important to mention to our other Orlando listeners, the insane admirer on the other end of the phone is also an insane guitarist. So
no
if
way.
If anybody is looking to start a band, I happen to know from her... poetic letters to me describing my greatness and intermittently just also discussing the fact her biggest wish is to be part of a band because she can jam.
Gosh, stop it.
Move to LA. F Orlando.
Didn't you write a great song for that awesome sister of yours too called Hawk Haired Beauty?
Hawk Haired Sister, yep, you got it.
Hawk Haired Beauty.
Yeah, that was a hit down in Costa Rica.
Why? Did you shake it like Shakira?
Even 10 times more.
You should see, I can do a snake better than any dog, any girl in L.A.
A snake?
Yeah.
How do you do a snake? Is that a dance move? Or?
Yeah, it's hypnotic. Like, nobody remembers afterwards because I tranced them. Like, they watch me do the snake, they trance out.
Do you come out of a basket when somebody plays a flute?
They think they do. It's part of my trance technique. Do you have any other songs? Or how about you give some good advice on how to be the skinniest you can be?
Man, guys, I mean, I don't know how to do that. I go for the tips from you guys.
I know. Well, like I said, eat... fruit roll-ups. You get one every 3 days.
A lot of fruit roll-ups.
A lot of fruit
beef jerky. Water. And then caffeine. All the coffee, all the black coffee you can get your grubby little hands on.
It's the poor man's crack?
That's right. It's liquid
no,
crack.
No, I think crack's cheaper than coffee now from the last time I was at the Coffee Bean.
Seriously.
Fuck. Can you say that on air?
Rachel, insane admirer, you can say fuck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say
You can say
it.
Whatever you want.
Fuck it.
You girls, you let loose.
Guess what, insane admirer, I quit my job yesterday, so I'm... Uh-oh.
Oh, I forgot.
I forgot you can't hear me unless I'm speaking directly into this apparatus here. But I just wanted to share with you that I quit my job yesterday, so I'm free. So I think you should follow in my footsteps and free yourself. Oh, just kidding. Someone said you're not allowed to quit your job. Don't listen to me.
No, it sounded pretty tempting, though. I was like, this sounds good. All right.
See, it's part of my new trans technique.
I think I should go back out to California.
Hey, do you remember this old number? I got a mole on my face like I'm Cindy Crawford.
No!
Out from the back of my red Ford Mustang cruising down the boulevard. If I move the wheel too quick, I'll be in your yard. It's your part. Achoo!
Achoo! Achoo!
God bless
you.
Oh, come on, you used to be quicker. Come look for me in the glove compartment. Let's get on the song shit, because now we have a place to expose our unnatural talents.
Unnatural.
Well, now that I have a number to dial in, this insane admirer will be a weekly visitor.
Yeah.
Via the cell phone.
Huh? Guess what else?
What?
Rachel, I went on to an amusement park yesterday.
Which one?
Magic Mountain.
But like, oh, seriously? Which one's your favorite ride?
I only got to go on like 3 or 4, dude. It was so much fun. That's why I wanted more. But yeah, but I thought of you and the Goliath coffee cup.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that guy. Did any of them make you puke?
If a roller coaster can make me puke, that would be my dream.
Yeah.
We have vomiting
going on today.
We're gonna play some music, but thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Keep throwing up, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, I'll call you after my next turn.
All right, have a good cue.
Kill Radio, give us a call, motherfuckers. 213-252-0998.
Really?
I'm saying, that's what this is all about, right? Clothes, bank rolls, and hoes, you know what I'm saying? Yo, then what, man? What?
Visualizing the realism of life in actuality. Fuck who's the baddest, the person's status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as proper sinners. But something must have got in us, cause all of us turned to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition. Keeping this weapon lessons, speak ghetto essence inside us. Cause it provides us with the proper insights that guide us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go. But as long as we leave and thieving, we'll be leaving with some kind of dozo. And through that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers. Keeping it real, packing still, getting high.
I'm in the mood, that's why. Anyway, she's a trip. Here, she's back, okay? So what do you do? I don't get it. You're on a radio show?
Yeah,
we're
on the radio and you're on right now.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, no, it's totally not. It's like great.
Anyways, well good. Are you getting paid for this?
No.
Oh, is this like for you to get some exposure out there or what?
Yeah, pretty much. Who's this? Go get to cleaning your house.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you just show your tits on the internet? You'll be perfect.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'd be great at it.
That'll give you
I do that
service.
Already.
Oh, you did already?
Yeah.
Oh, I show mine every Friday. Anyways.
Yeah,
all right, sweetie, but listen, she's sidetracking me. You know Tracy instigating bitch. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, all right?
Is that Tracy?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey. Who's that on the... Who's on the... Oh, Sherry.
It was Sherry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would have... I held it in. I could have let it all out. Hey, wait, hold on. Let me see if any of these other fine young ladies need to have
this
a word with you
hot
here.
Hot and sizzling.
Get up in it, start her up, get the watch dog, from a roller up, big wheels, Cadillac grilled up, keep your escort, daddy got the dealer, custom, plus them, 22s, you say what's them, third row, square tens, I let the bass hit so they wear in, so loud, roll out, tint the windows with a hydro cloud. Big trucks, best when it's cold out. Hear me pulling up in front of your house. When I hops in, it gets the chopping. All cheap niggas, keep it knocking, knocking. Here we go, another chapter. I ain't looking no neck, no back. Better get my nuts, my sack. Whether in my truck, my pad. My thug niggas know what I mean. A live bitch, that's what I need. And I ain't about to spend no money on her. Nothing more than 100 on her. To discover and I'm running on her. In a minute I'll be coming on her. That's it, like that quick.
It's a curfew hour. What you searching for? Hold up, I hold to. We send them away in the last damn bar. So I don't look at you that far back when I come good. Keep work, character.
need some inspiration right now. All you need to know is quit your job.
It's about time you see my ways.
Yeah, well, look who's the hypocrite. Who still has a job?
Dude, I haven't been to work.
Oh, why? Because you had finals, BB.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, just for you, the listening audience, to know, our record player
is...
Sounds kind of shitey.
Shitey.
But we're going to play some
punk
rock.
We don't care. This is a train wreck, bitch. Don't call with your complaints. Keep them to yourself.
No, we want them to call with their complaints.
Just kidding.
Call up and talk shit to us.
BB loves haters.
Yeah, we love the haters.
I love the haters. I love to hate.
Hates the haters.
Chamber. Want to cue that up?
Hey, someone play some music. Oh, wait, they're
side
on.
A.
Wait, hold on, we're pranking someone.
Oh yes.
Hello.
Hi.
You're live on killradio.org.
Oh, what's up, killradio.org?
What's
man?
Up?
What I'm are having you doing a coffee right now?
I'm drinking coffee at Starbucks.
Oh my god, does that mean you don't have a job in the middle of the day? What are you doing chilling at Starbucks?
I mean psychobabble,
Oh, psycho,
sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Is that?
No, it's not Ivan. We can't say his name.
Okay.
Let's give him like a...
It's Johnny.
Johnny.
That's my Starbucks name.
Johnny. But I thought you were at Psychobabble. What's the Psychobabble name?
I mean Psychobabble name, sorry.
You don't want to admit to where you drink coffee, man.
Okay.
It is okay.
I thought the idea of prank calling is like hanging up and saying
interesting
stuff.
Stories.
Yeah, let's do an actual prank call.
Yeah,
an actual prank call?
Yeah. This is...
I'm live.
Ask him if his refrigerator's running.
I'm with my friend.
What?
You talk here. I'm with my friend.
I think there says what?
Hey, I was tuning into you guys. That's pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah, you tuned in?
Mm-hmm.
But obviously you tuned out.
I tuned out to go to Starbucks. I'm going to tune back in like 5 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. And then you're going to call up with something interesting under a different alias.
For sure.
Wait, no.
Tell me we want to talk to someone from Starbucks.
Yes.
We want to talk to someone from Starbucks. Can you put someone on?
Did he hang up?
He hung up.
Fucker. Ugh. Boiled again. Hey, yeah.
We suck.
It doesn't work. Oh, wait. So you gotta put it to the left, that little...
No, what I'm saying is look at how it's playing.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's fucked up. That's why we weren't using it.
That works just fine. It's magic. See, it just loves punk rock.
We don't care. We just want. it's just lame. I mean, it's cool for people in bands. Like, I mean, you know, it's a great way to network or whatever.
Yeah, but it's bad if you're stalking.
You're so mad right now. You're
bad,
mad
if you're crazy.
You know what? No. Yeah, no, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, let's talk about something else.
Let's talk about anything but stupid, stupid, stupid crap, queer, myspace.com.
You can't help that girls are, you know, like...
Are girls that aggressive?
Yes.
Yes.
Are. Come Everyone, on.
Does it work?
Just, you know, I don't know.
Because it's not working. Passivity isn't working for me. Oh, we got a phone call.
It's MySpace calling.
It's MySpace. They're everywhere. They're with Clear Channel now.
Yeah.
Clear Radio.
What up?
Ow!
This? This is Johnny.
Oh, hey, what up, Johnny? Are you still at a Psycho Babble?
No, you know, I left. I walked down the street to the bookstore, bought me some books.
Independent books?
And I have a report, though. I have a report. Am I on the air?
Yeah, we're on.
I'm on the air? Oh, hey, what's up, everybody out there? Oh, it's a little delay, huh? Okay, so my report for today is... There's a lot of pregnant women out there.
Yeah. I hope that's not contagious.
Yeah, really? Not contagious. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Audis. I guess they all have Audis. Damn, I don't know. But, so yeah, that's my report for today, everybody.
Report back from Johnny. Johnny Starbucks.
Now, Johnny Balls.
Johnny Balls?
Johnny Ball. That's Johnny, G-I-O-N-N-I.
Oh.
Yeah.
Johnny
Ball.
What do you think of girls with pot bellies?
Or beer bellies.
Pot bellies and beer bellies?
Yeah.
Man, it's cool if it's, you know, a small little, like, kind of pooch, pouch.
Kangaroo-esque?
Pouch right there.
We got
but if it's too big, you know, I don't know, then you kind of... Maybe wonder if they're getting pregnant or something.
Are you not down with the chubs?
A little
worried. Do you get down with the chubs?
Do I get down with the chubs? For sure. I think that all girls... No, seriously, like, I think that... I mean, I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but I think that all girls have something special about them. So if you can just recognize it, whatever it
and
is.
Go to 1414 North Vermont, and he'll show you what he means. No, do you really feel like, have you been with a girl that's 200 plus?
200 plus? No, I haven't. But you never know. I had this, actually, I was kind of entertaining this fantasy that I had last summer, and it's still kind of, it hasn't been fulfilled yet, so I'm still holding a candle for it. I was thinking like two, like plump, my real dream is like two plump, like Latina girls in a bubble bath with me. And
are you in between the two girls or are you watching them in the bath?
No, me with them, like with like, you know, we're smoking weed, we're on E, coke, and drinking orange juice, and then like light, like deep house, low. On the stereo.
Deep house low on the stereo.
Yeah, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of just, like, not real loud, just, like, kind of mellow
and
volume.
And they're washing you?
For sure. I'm washing them.
Wow, that you really got the details worked out.
That's a good one, huh?
Yeah, it is. I think that the goal should be maybe next week your update would be you make that happen. And see if the real
word
thing
to the mother.
Word. We got a word all around from all the DJs here.
Well, I've downgraded my fantasy to just any two girls that like are reasonably hot. They don't have to be plump, you know. They could be like slender, whatever. So, you know, if anyone out there is thinking about it, call in.
213-252.
Oh my god, Johnny, our
message board's lighting up.
Hold on, shit. Johnny, right here. Latino twins. Are you okay with twins in the bathtub with you?
Let me think about it. Yeah, that'd be cool.
They said they'll fondle you, but they won't fondle each other. Does that negate your fantasy?
It takes away from it, but we can work it out.
Whoa, they said their other girlfriend, who's a blonde, though, she'll go in, too, so it's 3-1. How are those?
3-1. Okay, that's cool. I'm not really that into blondes, but you know what? I'm not the one to prejudge. I'm down. If that's what it takes, to make their fantasies work out too. Okay. I'm willing to put in work.
And they said, do you have a bathtub big enough?
For sure. We'll basically get a hotel with a big jacuzzi.
And you're fronting the dough for this.
I'll front the dough, sure.
Yeah?
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll even tip the bellboy.
No, that'll like take away, but just as long as you get all the incidentals. And you'll report back to us, correct?
Yeah, for sure. So anybody out there, you know, go ahead and call in for Johnny Balls.
Johnny Balls, and it's okay. We got a 220. Holy shit. We got two 220s right now.
220s?
220s. Pounders.
Wow.
They said not gonna more be much water in there. Love. Oh, one girl said you've never seen an ass so sweet.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. There's no farting in the bathtub, though.
Well, that depends what you feed him beforehand, now, doesn't it? She said you could slip your penis between the rolls in her stomach. Have you done that?
That's a little too big. See, that might be a little too big. See, I was saying plump, not like fat, big. But maybe, I don't know, we'll see.
Wait, it doesn't hurt. I saw Kinsey last night, which was all about, like, just, like, letting go of, you know, societal restrictions on sex.
I heard about that.
There's a scale, like straight being one and like homosexual being six, and most people fall between a 2 to a 3. Where do you fall on the sex scale?
A one and a six, homosexual being six?
The six, yeah.
You know, I'd have to say probably a two.
A two.
You know, because I'll see guys and I'll be like, oh, that guy's a nice body, but I definitely won't want to get down.
Did you have any college experiences?
I've been in the position where I could get down, and I didn't get down because I didn't want to, so...
Yeah.
I know that I probably won't... I mean, maybe if they shave all their body hair or something, I don't know, maybe, but... Okay. Nah, I wouldn't get down.
Like, no? When it comes down to like, it, no. Let's go... What about prison? You're in prison for 20 years.
That's a tough one.
I mean,
I don't think you'd have a choice.
You wouldn't have... Well, especially if you saw Johnny Balls, he's kind of a stallion, correct?
Well, yeah, you know, that's just my family name. I mean, I don't mean to brag or anything.
No.
It could be genetics or something, but that's just my family name.
And we heard you're also a bit of a musician.
Hey, what's that?
You're also a bit of a musician.
Oh, yeah, I play the strings of love. No, I was tripping out when you guys called me at Starbucks. I mean, Psychobabble. I was like, whoa, what kind of radio show is this where the radio show calls you? That's pretty cool. I got to give it up to you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, life's too short. You know, we're expediting all processes. If you sit out and yeah. late, you know?
Yeah.
Shave some ears. Sure. Hold on, somebody else wants to say hi.
So, we're looking forward to the next week's update, once you fulfill your fantasy.
Yeah, go to my website, twoplumplatinas.com. .net. Twoplumplatinas.net.
Well, Johnny Boz, we gotta get rolling. 4 o'clock.
I got some margaritas. Okay.
But next week.
We're going to drink margaritas.
We're gonna go drink margaritas.
Oh, all right, well, have fun. Actually, how much do you guys weigh?
Drinking margaritas.
I don't know. All together, probably about...
200?
Really?
Yeah.
No. I had this other fantasy about...
bulimics?
Skinny girls?
Skinny girls?
All right, well, I guess I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, we'll hear about the skinny girls next week.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Johnny Balls.
Johnny Balls is being funny. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Hey, this is a train wreck every Wednesday, 2 to 4.
Wednesday, 2 to 4.
With Joseph, and we had a Circa 92 Shamber. Bruiser.
And Bruce.
Bruce. Johnny Balls.
Johnny Balls.
Rachie from Orlando.
Our chief morality expert, modern day Kinzer.
What'd she say? She brushes.
She brushes?
She brushes after something.
Every Who said
blow?
What?
Every blow.
Oh, she brushes blow, yeah, after every go. Blow. That's a classy chick.
Yeah, very classy.
Classy Lots. Chick. She got the finger brush. Just to... Oh, those Orlando girls. Sorry.
Sorry.